I'm still the kind of I'm still the homeless guy, the bum living in the car, even though I'm here in this amazing apartment. I don't know, it was half the screen out of focus. The camera looks crooked. There's some things I just can't do. I'll always have that edge of I'm the guy, at the party or the wedding who kind of gets food down his shirt within the first 2 minutes. That's me. And I have to kind of go along for the whole the rest of the well, the next 10 minutes, because I don't last long at parties or any of these things. I'm gone pretty quickly. But what we're doing is meeting reality. So if you're listening to this, generally the people that come to me are kind of like me in the sense that we've been the seeker for a long time. We've been looking for something. We've been trying to find peace ourselves in a lot of different avenues, a lot of different books and teachers and so on. And what I've learned, and I'm still learning deeper and deeper, is for me, is it's not about getting to any place. And I spent it and I wasted a lot of time thinking it was about trying to get something. It's amazing the amount of time that can be lost wanting something. Wanting a relationship, wanting a career, wanting to buy a house. These are all the cliched, obvious ones that I always use. But even in the moment to moment and day to day, the human mind is wanting something else. Or I want to have breakfast. Or I want to go here today. There's always a kind of, these small. If we sit down and we were to journal and list, you would see the amount of thoughts throughout the day that are looking to the future. There's a string kind of time-based. I've worked in Zoom and I've worked with clients on this. There is no such thing as time. Time is something that is only generated in the mind. It can only be a thought. It's only a thought because we can only experience now. But if you journal and you look at your thoughts for the day, you'll see that there are thoughts for the coming 5 minutes, what you're going to do in half an hour, what you're going to do in an hour, what you're hoping to do later on, what you're going to do tonight, what you're going to do tomorrow, later in the week. And then there's interspersed in that, there's kind of fantasy future as well of things that you want to happen and hope that will happen, or daydreams, the things you want to create, all that kind of stuff. And the amount of energy that goes into the not now. Because as I've said a lot lately, like mind cannot feel. It was a huge breakthrough for me. It wasn't mine. It was someone who taught me that and showed me that. Mind cannot feel. That's such a fucking groundbreaking. That's a game changer for anyone who truly hears that. It took me a while, like took me months to hear that. That's absolutely life-changing. Mind cannot feel. Three words, like that will change your year. That will change the course, the direction of anyone's life if they hear it. But I'm also aware that there is a phrase. Oh, I don't know what it is. Repetition is ba-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know that for me personally, I have notebooks all around me of post-it notes. I've quotes and all the rest of it written on windows and mirrors because I need to hear things again and again. They need to be compounded in for a shift to occur. Even if I read something or hear something, mind can't feel, go, oh yeah, I want to hear that 40 times a day for the next 3 weeks until I feel that the shift has taken place, that it has become a part of my DNA, a part of me, that it's no longer just a thought, that it's a realization. As a verb, it's an experience. Ooh, I'm experiencing. I can see that, an experience that mind cannot feel. That's where I'm going. Anything I read or anything that hits, I will take that away and work on that again and again and again until it's becomes a part of my experience. Otherwise, it's just philosophy, you know. And I've said in a recent video that, I mean, the people who I've worked with, who clients I've had who've had the greatest difficulty with this work, people fascinated with philosophy or psychology, deeply struggled with this work. We eventually come through that, you know, we eventually burn out, we reach the boundaries of mind and realize that, it can't feel anyway. So very gradually the seeker gets burned out. And, you know, even what I've seen of the last few weeks is that, or even in the last 24, 48 hours, is that the little thoughts of, oh, I'm going to work on this in an hour. Oh, I'm going to start that section. You know, I set aside time early in the morning or late at night. And then during the day, if I'm kind of moved in that direction, I take notes and I journal on what I'm working on. But there was thoughts that I didn't see of when I work on this. Oh, when I work through, I'm going to work through that section. And the realization is that the being is entirely awake. Spirit, as I've often said to clients, you know, spirit is completely at peace. If I trigger and challenge a client and they get pissed off and fucked up, which happens regularly, or not regularly, but now and again, to varying degrees, I would often say to them, you know, do you think your spirit is triggered by me, some weirdo in fucking the other side of the world? Of course not. Like, your spirit's not getting all angry. Gavin said this. No way. Spirit's completely at ease. The only thing that's triggered and challenged is the human ego, the lack of awareness. So, you know, if you look at the news or the world or this video or listen to this or read some of my stuff, and if you notice, like I've often said this in my stories in Instagram, because it'll go through quotes, maybe quotes about the mind or about love, about sex, or images of eroticism, sexual energy or nature. So I've often said to people, when you're going through my stories, your attention should be on you, what's happening within you. And it's fascinating to see, like I'll put an image or a post up and I might get a response from someone. Someone sends me a private message. Wow, that's brilliant. I love that. Or, whoa, I can feel the energy of that. Amazing, whatever. But at the same time, I might get a message from someone saying, that's disgusting. Or that quote doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. And 20 minutes later or a minute later, they unfollow me. So it's fascinating to see that it's nothing to do with me or the quote. It's just two totally different perspectives of projection. They put their stuff onto me or onto the quote or the image. And that's fascinating with sexual energy as well. Like, the people bring all their stuff, their religious baggage or their schooling or their family repressed sexual energy, whatever it may be. And they bring all that and they put it on this image or this quote. And then they think it means whatever, but they can't even see. There's so much stuff. So our work is continually looking at what's happening within me, what's coming up within me, because that's my responsibility. It's nothing to do with the quote or the image or Gavin or anything else or Donald Trump or the war in Ukraine or any of this or the fake flu, any of that stuff. It's all within you. It's all your stuff. Now, some of you will say, but there is. So if you have that thought and if you believe the, but there is, you know, my parents or the, but there is, the, we have to stop the whatever. My work, you're not ready for my work. Come back in a year or you'll rediscover this kind of work from someone else in a year's time. So you're not ready. But there are some people who will hear that and something in them resonates and something in them hears deeply and realizes on some level, even though the mind is debating And they're oh no, we have to. It is. What does he? What's he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. I read this book and this book about philosophy. It says, and this teacher, you know, Jordan Peterson. God love him. Jordan Peterson, in the middle of his fucking ongoing 2-year breakdown in public. Oh God, I really wish someone would take him by the hand, bring him behind closed doors, and just say, listen. Let's spend 6 months and cry alone and look after yourself and leave the cameras alone. So someone will say, oh, but someone, this great mind said this. It's okay to have the debates. But if something in you feels the pull that there is truth here, I would encourage you to listen to that. Go into the unknown. Don't have a book or a teacher or a big philosophical theory. Go into the unfucking known and see where it takes you. Now, the only people really who will go there are the people who have got complete with the books and the teachers and the Jordan Petersons and the theories and all the philosophies. I got complete with that. 30 years of searching, 30 years of reading those books, theories, teachers, different groups. Fucking, I'm done. No. And it was only in getting complete with that that new doors opened. Doors that did not have teachings. You know, doors ultimately that I found. And if you've been following my stories, or, you know, or my posts of late, as soon as we venture into the mind, we're gone. That's not what we are. We are pre-mind. We're pre-thought. Like literally. As the baby, when you enter the world, that's pre-thought. It's pre-language. It's pre-philosophy. And it's pure. It's one. It's free. It's home. Until we condition it. So ultimately, what I see is my own path is meeting this moment. To meet reality as it is. Just meeting it as it is. That takes, for me, that has taken a long time to allow and continues. I'm not there yet. Continues to allow all the energetic resistance. You know, what feels like resistance. Mind says it's resistance. It's not actually resistance at all. Mind think, oh, I'm resisting this. No, it's not actually that. It's just a new sensation that we've been avoiding for so long. We're there. We're home. We're one. There is only one. We're it. Here, right now, this is it. All that's happening is just learning to be with it. That's it. Learning to be with it. Continually learning to be with it. And you'll notice like some people just not ready for that because there's so many theories and books. Well, this is what's happening and I have to go back to my childhood and analyze this. Oh, I know what's happening in my energy. No, it's all bullshit. Been through all that. So these days, you know, to be honest with you, I don't actually believe in healing anymore. I don't see, there's nothing wrong. But, you know, when I work with people and what I've learned myself is that sometimes to go, and I said this a couple of weeks ago in Zoom on Sunday, that, you know, to go to a person and say, oh, you don't need any healing. There's nothing wrong with you. And sometimes that's too much. So we dangle a carrot. And as a teacher said to me recently, he used a brilliant word, palatable. So we make the journey palatable and we say, okay, I know how you can heal. We'll do this work and we're going to feel and we're going to allow these sensations to pass through and we're going to own them, you know, shadow integration to become present. And that might be palatable for that person. They say, okay, you're going to go on that journey. So you'll go on that journey. But as we bring them along that path, ultimately, they're going to see sooner or later, there is no healing because there's nothing wrong and there never was. It was only a thought that was believed. The thought, the mind believed that there's something wrong. It's brainwashing. So you kind of have to bring someone out of the cult, out of the brainwashing. There's nothing wrong. It's the same with good and evil or problems on the planet. We got to save, we got to wake people up. There's nothing wrong. No one's asleep. Nothing needs to be saved. But sometimes to say that to people is too much of a shock. No, how can you say that? Because I saw the news today and I can see people are not awake and I have to wake people up and I'm a light worker and I'm going to heal people and wake them up. I believed all that too. And then a few years back, I remember the period that I had a few days where I thought, this feels, there's something not right here. It's another box. It's another egoic box. And, you know, I can't help but be blunt. The being in me can't. Gavin would like to be... because there is no Gavin. He's just a fucking collection of ideas and thoughts. He'd like to be a lot more palatable, successful, you know, be on Oprah. To have a really palatable message. But in reality, like the tarot cards or the crystals or any of these things, it's just an add to the ego. It's a being that's so empty that needs the thing to feel like it's progressing. I did it all. I added to all of these things. And the reason is that the Gavin has no self-esteem because there is no Gavin. You know, so we go through all those parts of trying to add to the Gavin. Going to add more money, going to add a new relationship, going to add a new car, going to add this, that, and the other. And I think I add a new shirt, I'll feel better. And ultimately we max, I'm going to get more qualifications. I'm going to read the next book. Oh, I read this author. He's really, Renee's won loads of awards. He's really special. So I'm special now as well because I read that author. But then we begin to see that, oh, fuck, that didn't fill the void either. And then at the seemingly end of that road, we begin to discover, I've had to discover, I can't find Gavin. There is no Gavin. Collection of thoughts. It's a physical body. Is that a Gavin? No. Physical body arrived before Gavin. The body was named after the Gavin. I don't know how many hours or days later. And then the Gavin was developed over time with conditioning and culture and schooling and all that shit. And Gavin changes day to day depending on mood. There is no entity of Gavin. Anyway, my point was really to meet the now, meet the moment. And it takes time to circle that drain and to slow down to get to a point to very subtly notice our movement to try to change, manipulate, add to the moment, because it's so deeply ingrained in us. And to keep letting go, recognizing, letting go of those, to gradually realize each moment is just perfect, regardless of what it is. There's nothing wrong. Nothing needs to be added to in any moment. To this being is whole. It's perfect. The only thing adding to is the non-existent Gavin, is the conditioning. Oh, add to, read another book. Oh, add to, get more, get this, get that, change that, fix this. But underneath, it's just whole. Anyway, thanks for listening. And I always forget to say this. Thanks for the donations. I always appreciate the donations. So I had donations recently through PayPal and Buy Me a Coffee. There's links below. Yeah, I always appreciate, because it shows me that people get it. Something clicked, something shifted, they got it. So it wakes me up. Because for me, I honestly believe, I'm not sure how anyone hears this. There are other teachers who are saying this in the schools of non-duality. And for me, it's my life. It's what I live and do. And it's fascinating. But I often do think, why would people be interested? The only reason I'm interested in this and do this, because ultimately there's no me here. This does it. This is fascinated with it. And I got complete with all the books and the philosophies and all the other stuff. But believe me, if the drugs and the sex and the books and the philosophy and the chasing of money, and if there was still distraction in that, I'd be doing it. I wouldn't recommend people go here. Don't go looking for a Gavin or a you at all. I'd say get out and get drunk, turn on Netflix, eat pizza, escape, have sex, do all these things until you can't, because that day will come. And when you realize there's no fulfillment in this anymore, it's not that they're not enjoyable. They are all enjoyable, but the enjoyment comes from home, from being home. And now less and less am I looking for enjoyment or wholeness in the food or the money or the work or the sex or the relationship or any of that stuff. It's in me. So it's ever present. It's a steady wholeness. Anyway, I've rambled on too long. Thanks for listening, and be well. Good luck and thanks.